Hello, and welcome to your Knowledge for Life journey. I am Quentin McCall, and today we don't have a topic because simply I just want to talk to you. Just think of this as an intimate conversation. This is your last audio of the full week Knowledge for Life journey. And I want to thank all of you from the bottom of my heart for signing up and taking the opportunity to listen. And hopefully I've been a blessing to you, even if I've just touched one person. It's been a great effort and a great endeavor. I am probably first started on this project around, I'd say, the fourth quarter of 2007. And because of business challenges of being an entrepreneur, me going through a lot of things, it's taken me to this point of 2010 to really get going on this particular project, because I've been trying to get it off the ground since 2007. So that's why everything you hear that we've talked about, these topics, I personally have struggled with them at some point in my life. So I know firsthand that you can overcome them, that you can go above where you think you are right now, and you can move past your struggles and your storms and in ways that you may not can understand right now. A lot of times when we're going through, we think it's about us, but really it's about somebody else. But in that time, you don't know it. Please understand that your pain is always going to be your ministry. So through all the pain I've suffered through for many, many years, even from my childhood, as a part of the Knowledge for Life system now, me as a Christian life coach, I approach coaching from a Christian perspective. And that entails me helping you find your God-given purpose for being on this earth and helping you come up with a plan and a goal and a purpose to accomplish that based on relationships, careers, entrepreneurship, and whatever particular issue you may have. Please understand that I'm going to offer four components of coaching, and I'm offering three tiers of pricing on the coaching to fit anybody's financial situation. And I'm going to also offer even cheaper things such as webinars, teleseminars, and of course I'm excited about my relationship book coming out third or fourth quarter of 2011. We'll talk more about that at some point. But feel free to share any of the audios in the newsletters with your friends and family. Encourage them to sign up as well. It's really been a blessing, and I guess me ministering to myself again, actually, about all the things I've overcome. And some of these messages haven't been very easy to talk about because I had to, rehash, go through my purging process to go through and overcome a lot of those things. But if that's what it takes, when God has a calling in life and he's using you to help and better other people, that's a part of the process. It's been such a blessing and a pleasure. And I hope that I've touched a life, even if it's been just one life, it was worth it. And I look forward to getting emails, any feedback, any questions. If you want to do a free coaching consultation, go to the coaching page, sign up, get you a free 27-minute coaching consultation. Anything else you may be interested in, feel free to contact me. I'm very laid back and informal because I approach people from an area of transparency and authenticity. So I pray that you've been blessed. I want you to know that it's any dreams that you need to dust out your closet, pull them out. Anything you've been holding back, you've been wanting to go back to school, go back. You wanted to start a business, let's get going. You wanted anything you wanted to do, this is the time to do it. Let's not delay any further. Get moving through the fear. Let's get moving past the doubt and defeat. God has uniquely gifted you to accomplish great things, and you were birthed here for a purpose. You weren't birthed here just to take up air, take up space. You were created for a reason. So develop that and create that legacy to leave forth and to leave back for your children, and leave forward for future families that is coming in the future, to leave a legacy. I thank you so much, and I'm very appreciative, and I've gotten more out of this probably than I have in a long time. I've been smiling and happy every time I sat down in my home office to record this, and to be able to pull out a part of me and share, make an impartation into your spirit from me to you. And it's truly been a blessing, and it means the absolute world to me. It really does. I've been through so much, and I've been able to overcome so much through the Word of God. God is so good, people. I love the Lord, and I know He loves me. I'm not perfect by no means, but the fact that I know I'm not perfect makes me wake up every day striving to be more Christ-like every single day. And God is so great. He is so amazing. Never doubt the power and the faith of God and what He can do in your life. If you just submit to Him and you come unto Him and you allow Him to be your Lord and Savior, Jesus will bring you through. He will save your life. He will create and have your life that you never thought that you ever could have. So never doubt the power of the Lord. Have faith in His Word. God says His Word will never fall void. And what He said He will do, He shall do. Stand on the promises of God and hold on and conquer into your faith, knowing that He will do what He said He will do. You just have your part to do. The Bible says faith without works is dead. So it's a part of you doing your part, and God will meet your need. Thank you so much. God bless you, and I love you.